Yeah, you almost missed that button, didn't you?
I did. I got distracted.
What was we talking about? I don't know.
A couple different things.
Oh, yeah. Why High Noon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, May's talking about something about in high. It's, yeah, High Noon here in East Ohio. And she was wondering what High Noon was all about. And so, like, if you look back the old West days, you don't want to go to a shootout at 11 o'clock because the sun might be in your eye.
Yeah.
It might be fortunate if you ensure that the sun's to your back, then you wouldn't have to worry about getting shot. So go at High Noon makes it equal for everybody, so ain't nobody got the sun in your eye.
It makes sense once you say it.
Yeah, so there you go. So next time we go to have a paintball or a squirt gun war, it's at High Noon.
Or I get the sun to my back, yeah.
Or you get the sun to your back. See, that ain't right. All right, where are we going here?
Okay, so we're going to do Locomotive by Mad Season.
Yay! Locomotive. You know, there was a Jethro Tull song in Locomotive, too.
I thought of that song when I picked this one.
Yeah. So I wonder if they did the same lyrics or...
No.
No, just different. There's a lot of songs out there that have the same names but different lyrics. There we go. We'll be right back. pretty cool song.
Yep.
So, what's new?
What's new?
Oh, what's next?
Okay. Next is going to be Wolf Moon by Type O Negative.
Wolf Moon? Is that like werewolves and stuff?
That's one of the ways you could take the song. There's a whole bunch of different ways.
Cool. I was thinking about werewolves last night. I heard a bunch of, I think they were coyotes or maybe even a wolf out there. I was out there howling. I wasn't howling.
I was
they
like,
were
howling
out.
Back.
No, I was just shining a flashlight so they'd shut up. Anyway, I said I was going to get me some silver BBs for the BB gun. Anyway, here we go.
Holy water.
the heck was that?
What was that?
I don't know. I think you stopped it when the little kid's piano was going.
Oh.
All right. So that was pretty cool. This next song here.
I love this next song, but it's a little strange. So
it's a stinker. But you know, you don't know. You all might like this song, but me personally, it's like, blah.
It is weird though. So
it's weird. It's definitely. What's this guy? John Frusciante.
John Frusciante, I think is how you say it.
No, yep. My smile is a rifle.
Yep.
I just don't understand how to take that.
Well,
running around shooting people's smile with a smile.
I mean, that's positive.
Well, small is smiling at something. I guess it's all right. All right, anyway, but listen to this song.
You can.
Two thumbs down, man. I was like over cringing. I was like, ah! My gosh, what's going on?
Yeah, the first time you hear it, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, definitely. I had this feeling inside my gut, you know, that feeling like you get whenever, I don't know, like you got to go to school and there's a big test the next day. And it, you don't want to be there. Yeah, that kind of deal. I don't know. It was kind of had that nauseating feeling. You know that when the oatmeal starts to come back up? It's like right there.
What? No, I never felt that.
All right, so where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be Everybody Wants You by Billy Squire.
Yeah, everybody wants me, too. They can want me in jail, or they want my money, or they want me beat up.
Take some money.
It's popular. What? No, don't beat me up. I'll give you money. Just keep me safe. Anyway, everybody wants you, Billy Squire. Scott, now I know he don't squeal like that last guy. So, look, what's happening now, man?
So, now we're going to go to You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette. The song was about Dave Coulier. I don't know how to say it, but it was Uncle Joey from Full House.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, what was... There was a question I had, but I forgot. I just needed that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see, you ought to know. That's, y'all ought to know by now. Kara don't play around. She plays music, man. Except that one squealy thing.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother.
That one. Alright, so where we go now?
Okay, so now it's Somehow, Somewhere, Some Way by Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yeah, we'll survive this ride here. Okay, here we go.
Somehow,
Woohoo! That was a good tune.
It was. I like that one.
Yeah, and they didn't throw out no explicit. How do you say that?
Explicit?
Yeah, that's it. Lyrics. Crazy stuff. Anyway, so, moving right along.
Yep, now we're going to do Wherever I May Roam by Metallica.
Metallica's always get. I like that Metallica's got dynamics.
Yeah.
Tell you a quick story. Went to a Metallica concert, and they had this one song. I can't remember what the name of the song was, but anyway, they had this stage set up so that next thing you know, there was explosions everywhere, and there was these guys coming down the doggone ropes down there like the place is getting raided. And literally half of the crowd got up and left.
What?
They thought the place was being raided.
It wasn't?
No, it was part of the show. And so when it was all said and done, I was kind of telling everybody, don't leave, it's just part of the show. You're freaking out for nothing. And literally half of the doggone crowd got up and left, and the next day they were calling in 98.9 The Rock and saying, is everybody all right? Did anybody get hurt down there? Because there was explosions all over the stage. And then after the whole deal was done, the lights went out, and then the lights start coming back on, and then Metallica comes out there, and they pick up an amplifier, and they kind of like try to sort through everything, and they start jamming again.
Oh, no.
So their stunt kind of backfired. Everybody left because they thought the place was getting raided, and they, you know.
Well, I mean, they still sold the tickets.
Yeah.
It sucks the people aren't there. But
well, Metallica made out like a bandit, but right. I'm saying the people... They up and left. They was probably like, you know, slightly out of their gourd with a little liquor
freaking
or something.
Freaking out for the
like
rest of the night.
Yeah. That was pretty wild. But that was a really good show. Anyway, Metallica, they got good dynamics.
We'll be right back.
Soul. That was a good song.
Yes.
I always liked Metallica.
Me too. I think that was off my favorite album from them.
Yeah. So where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Room 1,000 Years Wide by Soundgarden.
So I was like trying to figure out what that room 1,000 years wide. Does it take you 1,000 years to get across the other side of the room? Because that's a big house.
That would be a huge house.
Yeah. Why I wouldn't want to pay the electric bill.
Oh, no.
All right. So here we go. Should do a show that has a lot of bands that are orchestra back. There's a lot of good bands out there that got smart and they put orchestras behind their music.
Yeah,
that was pretty
awesome.
It's like that huge saxophone in that one there.
Yeah.
There's a couple really good songs that use harmonica, but there's one You know what a juice harp is?
I don't know.
Well, it's like this little metal thing that you bite in between your teeth, and it's got a little piece of metal, and you can twang it. And what was the doggone band I'm trying to think of that did that? The one that did Children of the Sun.
Billy Thorpe? No.
No, it wasn't Billy Thorpe. It was, doggone it. If you're listening in and you can think about that one guy that did the song, crud, I can't even remember the name of it either. Do You Feel Like I Do? Peter Frampton. Yeah. Peter Frampton did one with a juice harp, and that's how he was able to sit there and, do you feel like I do? But he said that, wah, 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 wah. Yeah, that was a juice harp he did that with. So, it's cool when they put those unique instruments in there. So, where are we going now?
Okay, so now it's going to be Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains.
Down in a hole? Yeah. Gee, like digging a ditch or a well? Or is he just broke as a joke? I don't know. No ideas?
It's kind of depressing, but, but it's still a really good song.
It is a good song, but yeah. Okay, here we go.
I
scared
me. Scary? All right. So what are we doing now?
Okay, so this next one's going to be the last one.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be Gentle Groove by Mother Love Bone.
That's sad because I was enjoying the music with Kara Hour. That was cool.
I was too.
Anyway, I don't like that band name. That just weirds me out, Mother Love Bone. Please. So Gentle Groove, what's the song about, you know?
There's a whole bunch of different things it could be about. Just kind of interpret it the way that you do.
Yeah, it's up to your imagination and stuff. All right, is that it?
Yep, thank you for listening.
All right, peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Like my world, I'm on fire. Desire, yeah. No more preaching on your part. No more love on my pillow, yeah. Come dance with me in my room. You can hold me, yeah, yeah, yeah. As it is in Dallas. Come play with me.